It's Wednesday, guys.
You know what that means.
I do know what that means. Boss Barrel Radio time.
Boss Barrel. That's us.
That's this. That's the internet radio show. It's Boss Barrel Radio, episode, 17, 18? The week of November 24th.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, T-Day. Break it down. T-Day. Break it down for T-Day.
Go Pilgrims.
Go sports match.
You know, I was thinking about that today, actually.
What's up?
Like, so I don't know how long it took to get from England to here. And I know I live in the Midwest and it gets really cold around this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But over on the East Coast, all that sea breeze,
mm-hmm.
it's going to get really freaking ridiculous around this time of the year.
Yeah.
Like, this is just a shitty time to show up to a brand new country and start, you know, trying to.
After about
set up.
Two, 3
hey,
months
man,
on...
this isn't Columbus Day.
Hey,
this is Thanksgiving.
After a couple months at sea, I bet
set up.
They would have loved to land in Antarctica, anywhere land was.
Hey, that's fine, but it's just... You know, you could have left in like June or May.
They didn't know what was out here, man.
I don't think Thanksgiving isn't... It's not commemorating the landing. It's
oh,
like,
that's true. When
it's
they actually...
commemorating like
right.
successful
that's
living
right,
and...
That's right.
And being happy that you're alive and didn't die from the motherfucking trip.
that's true. That's true. That did
cornucopias.
Happen. That did happen later.
Yeah, it's actually
maze.
It's a secret Templar holiday.
Oh,
you can read about it in.
I didn't know Templars ate turkey.
They do, dude.
Templars eat whatever they can get their hands on.
Mm-hmm. Turkeys.
Turkeys.
Wild turkeys.
Wild turkeys.
That's right.
Gobble,
John,
gobble, gobble.
Ryan, Griff, doing this episode like usual. You guys been up to anything besides video games? And Thanksgiving Day thoughts?
Saw Harry Potter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
For it being like a 2-part movie, like they end it well.
Where do they end it?
Yeah, what's the ending? For this brand new movie.
Voldemort. Finds the
Horcrux.
No, Voldemort has
the. What are they called? The Deathly Hallows.
He finds one of the Deathly Hallows. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And that's where they end it, which is kind of a bummer because it's kind of a bummer. The one that he finds in particular is kind of a bummer.
Okay, I'm trying to think of what they are. There's three of them.
Yeah, one you've already seen. Well, two. Over the course of the entire like show or book, you would know what they are.
Yep.
Not necessarily in the books, because I guess it would kind of depend on how it's spelled out to you.
Mm-hmm.
But like over the course of the movies, you would have seen them by now.
Yep.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's only three, but you would have seen them all by now.
Yep, that's...
Yep.
I know which
I don't want to spoil things for people. Not that it's a huge spoiler. I liked it. It's all right.
I don't know. If you're seeing the Harry Potter movies and you're seeing them and you're in suspense and you're watching them, then you're an idiot. First of all, you're late to the Harry Potter fervor. What was it? Like 4 years ago? I'm all Team Snape.
Yeah.
And who dies? Who would like the... The seven people die within the first chapter of the last Harry Potter book.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Hedwig, totally dead. Boom.
It's
done.
What?
That's right. Favorite character. Gone.
Dobby dies.
I don't care, man. I
cried a little bit.
I don't care.
It was here's really a sad, spoiler alert.
What's
There's
that?
Some magic.
You obviously haven't read the books.
No magic.
It's called midichlorians. Any good previews? Like,
oh, yes.
Suck,
oh,
dude.
God, yes. Maybe not for you because you hate on all things fun, but
okay.
Freaking.
Was there a Thundercats movie
no,
or something?
No, but that would be sweet. I think you'd be on board for that.
Yeah.
Especially if Snarf was in there. Or what's his name?
Ordo?
Or,
only
or
if
Ortho?
That was played
Ortho?
By Danny DeVito.
No. Flipper? The hell's his name? Green Lantern. Saw the actual Green Lantern trailer.
Oh, yeah?
Looks pretty.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still am not sold on what's-his-face being...
it's Ryan Reynolds, right?
Ryan Reynolds. I'm not sold on him being...
How can he be two superheroes? I don't get it.
It's different universes, dude. Yeah,
it's completely different. DC versus Marvel.
He's actually three. Isn't
yeah, he
he
was in Blade
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's like
dude in Blade, but his
citizen of Blade.
But his character in Blade is not a canon character, so it's
right.
It's removed. It's omitted, and then like he was sort of a rendition of Deadpool.
Crappy Deadpool.
Yeah, and then he's gonna be Hal Jordan as mm-hmm. the Green Lantern, but Hal Jordan is DC and Deadpool's Marvel. So
it's fine. That's fine.
What are they gonna do when it's Marvel versus DC?
No, you know what is the travesty? The dude that's playing Chris Evans playing freaking Captain America, who was already Johnny Storm.
Yeah, that one's definitely
and they're going
weird.
To recast really? Johnny Storm.
Well, they're rebooting the Fantastic Four franchise,
which is insane.
No, yeah. No, it's good.
Yeah, it's good, but they're also rebooting Spider-Man. It's like.
It's just like they did with the comics. Like, what are we gonna do? Start over.
Let's make another one. Make our own theories. Craziness.
I just don't know what you're gonna do with if you redo Spider-Man. It's like we'll tell the origins again and again.
We'll just change this. It's just like you like. I think it's really early to be rebooting Spider-Man since Spider-Man just rebooted all of.
Movies. Gave it the
kick in the nuts that it needed. Like
what is it? The epinephrine, epidural.
Epidural.
Gave it that epidural.
Gave it the.
gave it the colostomy it needed.
Yep. Gave the yes. Yep. Gave Fantastic Four the colostomy it needed.
The colonoscopy.
Yes.
The look under. Just a
giant
the reach around
web shooter.
Yeah.
Up Cooper.
Yep. I mean like. And that movie was like 2003, 2002.
It was graduation year for me.
Spider-Man was it was 2001, wasn't it?
Maybe it was 2001.
They had to remove the scene with the trade towers.
Yeah,
because that happened in such close proximity.
It would have been like 2001 then. Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's less than a decade. Yeah. Like
they did good with the Hulk reboot, but I mean.
Well, that needed to be
removed. It wasn't really hard to do.
Yeah, yeah, I mean.
I didn't see it.
Either of them. The first one was just like giant Hulk dogs and crazy
the first one was
happening.
90 minutes of talking and 10 minutes of green terrorizing.
Not a big Hulk fan.
Meh. The Edward Norton one is better.
Well, he's not a big fan of you, I don't think.
Well, that's fine.
I'm not a big fan of the Hulk.
Bruce Banner.
You're making him angry.
Dude, I don't care. What's he going to do?
Making him hungry.
You probably wouldn't like him.
When would I like him?
When he's hungry.
When? Hyperventilating. Hot dog.
Happy?
Oh.
Oh man.
So Green Lantern looks cool.
Yeah, it looks better than I thought it would. Like, because they had that weird like concept idea of like what his costume would look like, mm-hmm. and it doesn't look as bad as that. Like the magazine cover made it look, because like the magazine cover looks like all of these like these streams of light going across his body that look like muscle fibers almost. But when you see it in the movie, that's just the way it forms together. But
so you need to see it in motion, kind of.
Yeah, you kind of need to see everything happening at once rather than a still image.
Gotcha. See any preview for Sucker Punch? The only movie that really has me interested besides Tron?
I don't even know what that is.
Go look that up. It looks really good.
Okay.
Stupid good.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm kind of down for Tron. I'm kind of down for... Oh, there's this other movie that looks... it looks borderline dumb and borderline cool.
Western Assassin.
Red
Ninjas.
Riding Hood.
Oh, what's that?
It's
like the comic book based on the comic book?
Red Riding Hood? Is it with Johnny Depp and...
also Green Hornet looks really good too.
But
you don't like Seth Rogen, so
He's playing the Green Hornet.
Yes.
I don't even know what the Green Hornet is.
I don't know what Seth Rogen is.
he's tall Jewish Italian.
Yeah.
An STD.
Yeah, I got the Seth Rogen.
You
had to get a special soap.
Other than that, Red Riding Hood just looks like a funny little. Like strange adaptation of the normal fairy tale,
okay.
But nothing to do with grandmas. Everything to do with villages.
Grandma was what made that movie,
right?
Hot.
Gilf.
Yes.
Other than that,
what have you been playing?
Little connectimals.
Connect animals.
Connect animals.
Project Natalimals.
Yeah, Project Natalimals.
Project, you feel close to them.
Project
Milimals. How was it? Was it like Nintendogs cute or like?
So here's the thing. Here's a really, really dumb thing. You know how I keep saying like there's a lack of a user interface that I can like translate that I want to do things. And I like to be able to skip shit that I like to be able to skip things that I don't want to see. You cannot do that in the Kinect. There's no like hand motion that says just stop skip showing cutscene. Just stop showing me this crap. I can't even pick up the controller and be like start.
Can't say like, Xbox skip.
Yeah, I can't.
Xbox fast forward.
I was like, it's just like I don't care about these cats riding around on their like 4x4 like stupid Tonka truck things. And it's like, but it's like I had somewhere to be and I was trying to weasel this in between that time. And it's just like, you're talking
Avatar Wars. Like, see, there's your problem, yeah, John. Like, there's your problem. You're not supposed to weasel Kinectimals. Yeah, you have to take your time and love that game.
I have to devote myself
over to it.
Yeah. Oh man, but
you have a cat just isn't a toy. A pet isn't a toy. It's responsibility.
I felt a little racist when I named my Black Panther Blackie, but not that racist.
Yeah,
because he's black.
That's fine. That's very unoriginal, but
it's very unoriginal. I was gonna name it Trogdor. I was gonna name it Trogdor, but whatever.
Right. Was it green? Did it have Charles McVees?
Selena Kyle. It's maybe too long for the cats to understand.
Maybe.
But. And then I really got fed up with that game where it's like, play fetch with your cat.
What?
The cat brings
don't
you.
Fetch.
Exactly.
Cats don't fetch.
Well, my boss would differ. She has a cat that she'll throw a little ball. I'll catch it and bring it back. Crazy.
Well, I guess Billy tends to do a little fetching of hair ties.
No, Billy fetches when she wants to fetch. And it's more of just like, I'm going to just play with this in front of you.
But anyway, cat brings you a tennis ball. And you get the ball and you throw it. Other problem with Kinect, it has no idea what the hell throwing is.
Oh, God. Because we can't see the hand release.
Right, because like sometimes I'll be like, I want to underhand throw it. And it's like, well, I'll see the tennis ball go.
Just rock it into the
no,
air.
No, I'll just see the tennis ball follow my hand. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll try this again. So when I start to bring my hand down slowly, it just flicks it at the ground. And I'm like, well, that's not what I want to do at all. And so like I'm trying to slowly like learn how this like works, like how it understands where I want it to let it go. And most of what I ended up doing is just like throwing it square at the cat's face. It was just like, your longest throw is like 2 yards. And I'm like, well, it's because I can't get my hand to go higher than the middle of the screen before you want to throw it.
Hmm.
And it's like, how, like,
you probably have to do a dance move with the throw.
It's like the best part of the game was like, it puts these little like totems down in front of like so that you can get like, you can throw the ball at the totems to try to knock them down, like as this training routine for you to get used to it, but I still wasn't getting used to it.
Okay.
But I happened to throw the ball just past the totems and a cat knocked them down. And the game was like, hooray! And I was like, yeah, hooray! Great.
We did it!
But that happened. Thank God. Huh. Oh, man. Also, the there's this crazy little fairy lemur.
No, oh, that thing looks terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Yeah.
It also needs to straighten its whiskers because they're all mangly.
Yeah.
It looks, that creature looks like it could give me all sorts of diseases.
Yeah.
We'll see. The fairies aren't like, straight.
Yeah, some weird magical possum that flies.
You're right. The best, it's like a lemur that has fairy insect wings. It's just creepy in and of itself. But it's voiced by the dude that voices Daggett from Angry Beavers.
I don't know. I don't know which one that is.
Dude.
Is he the brown one?
Angry
Beavers.
The brown one. The brown one. The younger one. The brown one.
Okay.
The happy one. The crazy one.
All right. If you say so, man.
I tell him. It's the dude.
Okay.
Either way, that game is great for a 4-year-old.
Of course.
Like,
okay.
I was just trying.
That's cats cute.
Can you only be cats?
Yeah, you can only be cats.
Let down.
Sucks.
Why can't you be bears?
To make the cat jump.
Wolverines.
To make the cat to like turn around in a circle, you have to turn around in a circle.
Uh-huh.
For the cat to play dead, you actually have to get your ass down on the floor and lay down.
Got it.
And the cat will stay there as long as you lay down.
Huh. Do you have to feed and water your pet?
I don't know. I didn't come across any of that.
Water your pet?
Any of that feed and water it. Just
pouring some water on top.
You grow big and strong, and you put it in the cat.
Make sure to put your pet in the sunlight.
I tried my hardest to slap the cat around. It was not happening.
No,
you can pet the hell out of that thing, but you can't slap it.
Can you like hold it too hard?
No, No. Can't break, can't just squeeze it to death. No.
Good kitty.
There's some weird things that the Kinect picks up on that I'm like, if it can pick up on that, how can it not pick up on like there should be like a way for it to meet for it to tell like
when like I Lego
wanna,
hand?
Yeah, like when I want to let go of a ball as opposed to hold a ball. Like, because it can, like, if I'm sitting there scratching my face, it will put the hand up on the screen where my hand is. But, like, so it can differentiate the difference between my hand and my face, even though they're right in front of each other. I'm sure that picked up well. Mm-hmm. But when my hand's its own separate thing, how can it not differentiate between open hand and closed hand? Like, just...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And maybe that's just connected to your arm and forearms.
Well, but so what I'm saying, like if you look at the way the camera views you, I'm as guessing, one giant gray blob.
I'm guessing that the 2-inch motion of there, not there for fingers is just too minute right now for the to pick up and be accurate with.
I wonder if that's just like on the There'll programming end of it. Like,
well, I mean, I'm my guess would be if you could like somehow factor in the length of your arm to it. And it would know that when that length was reduced from, you know, if you're like, okay, here's my hand length, here's my elbow to wrist length, here's my bicep, tricep,
right,
bone length. And if that distance gets reduced or cut in half from wrist to fingertip, then that means I'm throwing. But that'd be so, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just...
Smarter people out there haven't made it, so I'm sure it's difficult.
No, I'm sure it is. It's just...
Or you could be onto something.
Yeah, dude.
Kinect is not like...
You heard it here first.
That just proves even more to my point that it's just like shooting games are not going to happen on the Kinect until you have some other kind of interface that like...
What do you mean? If I move my my finger, it's not going to know I'm shooting?
No. It's like things that involve you having... like if you're going to play a shooter game, you have to have something that replicates a gun. That's something that holds that place of that gun. That's... Which is why I want to play.
What if you're just always shooting?
Dude, I want to play. Well,
if you had to say Xbox Fire.
Dude. Because the Xbox doesn't even listen to you half the time.
Weapons free.
Empty clip.
Like, I really want to play the Harry Potter, the new Deathly Hallows one, because it supports Kinect, and I want to like be able to like scream Expelliarmus.
Do you say it? Or do you just arm motion?
I didn't read into it, because I don't have it.
Left hand targets, right hand throws spell.
I'm hoping that's something. Want that? Want to try that?
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it could be. Like it could be cool.
It'd be like that move game that has me kind of the only thing that's interesting about sorcery,
the move. Sorcery, something like that. Yeah, that does look cool too. But at least there you have a wand with like the Harry Potter one. It's like not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how do you like? Because the new Deathly Hallows is a cover based shooter.
How do you move forward?
How do you progress?
Automatic, dude.
Is it just lean forward? It just snaps you on rails and
you just lean.
But I mean, lean like, forward. Maybe it just like auto snaps you to cover and you like are supposed to like move yourself in and out of cover to shoot things.
And when you clear it, like it's a shooting gallery.
Yeah,
you
clear it, yeah. So it's just rail cart shooter with, it's just Time Crisis with wands.
They might want you to like put some couches or chairs in the way. Yeah, and
they do not want you to put couches and chairs in the way. No, there like, are messages Microsoft that say no.
Don't do that.
Do not do that.
He's saying that what you do is like the game pauses and makes you replicate the on-screen like the on-screen cover. Like move your couch here so you can replicate this rock.
Okay. So it's like the tech demo.
Turn your couch on its side so you can stand next to this wall.
where they had to make like an elephant with two people and a couch cushion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like that.
So it's like that. It's the two games. That's where that game went.
Oh, dude. How awesome would that... Did you ever see that game show where it's got those stupid people...
Human Tetris?
The foam board?
Uh-huh.
That needs to come out on Kinect. I will play that game.
It was. I mean... That was the game where you had to make the shape in so many seconds.
Right, but this needs to like have the whole thing of like... Just like Wipeout.
Wipeout doesn't need to be a thing. Ever.
Not for the Kinect.
No, Wipeout is terrible.
Wipeout is on the Wii. You
could get that. Wipeout is terrible, both the show and the game.
Oh,
it's fun for the PSP,
dude. If it's not Takahashi's Castle or MXC, it's not good.
So I've been talking about how you can get Dance Central at Old Navy.
Yeah,
at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Claire found out how many copies that every store is being allocated to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 5. It's 50.
Oh.
And I'm going to be there.
What?
I'm going to try to be there at midnight and just You get it for free? Every, no, no, no.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't go to Old Navy.
don't go to Old Navy. You mean they'll kill Best Buy? They'll stab you.
You talk about the Best Buy.
Well,
thing?
They did this last year too, where somebody opened the door, you would get Rock Band or Band Hero is what you would get. Well, but it was just the game. It wasn't the peripherals.
Well, right, and it's just like I
spend so much, get this thing.
Yeah, you spend $25, you go in there, and they'll give you a free copy of Dance Central. So I'm just gonna basically kick in the door, grab whatever costs $25, and just tell them, give me my copy.
And then, has this hat.
And then take it back a day later.
Yeah.
I don't want this anymore. You need to do what Jen says and her family does, where you have two people. One goes in to get a thing. Other person already gets a place in line.
Oh. Sneaky.
Brilliant.
Oh, and you could get two things and get two copies.
What?
What?
Yep.
Crazy.
Damn. No cutscenes. Anyway, what have you been playing that isn't a stupid Kinect game? Or pining to play that isn't a stupid Kinect game?
I finished Assassin's Creed.
And what do you think about that ending?
I'm fine with it.
Don't spoil it for
me. I'm fine with it. Yeah, we can't spoil it for Griff because we're just nowhere even near the ending.
Nope. Sequence but 3.
I'm about as fine with the ending of Assassin's Creed 2 as I am with the ending of Assassin's Creed 1.
Okay, well, the ending of 1 was.
Yeah, has not like a lot good. Of like, what the fuck? And that's what Assassin's Creed Brotherhood has. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But.
True. Now that I think about it, if you're saying the ending is not the Altair section, but the ending is, hey, now you can just walk around this room and there's like stuff everywhere.
No, it's meaningless at this point. It's not in the way that it's like, here's the ending where you walk around and you hope that there's some crazy puzzle piece you're missing. It's not that. It's just like, it's the ending of it doesn't explain things anything. Like Assassin's Creed just 2
nothing.
Does.
Nothing at
it
all.
Completely
it just leaves you with
just left me mad.
No, it leaves you with a couple of questions that you should be asking, but you're not going to get the answers to because Assassin's Creed 3 will explain it, or I will start to hate this series.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure on Assassin's Creed 3.
It is.
Yeah. Are you listening?
Yeah. Well, it's not... what's his name?
I can't.
Patrice Desilets.
Yeah. He's not there anymore.
He's not with Ubisoft. He has his own company in Canada and working with THQ, I think.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's correct.
He's got some announcement coming up soon about what his team's going to be working on. But yeah, the fact that he's out of the picture for Assassin's Creed, maybe me.
But I mean, the scripting for all that stuff is written, right? And that's the important stuff at this
point.
The
scripting?
We don't know that.
The script. I'm sorry. Just the script.
Oh, you think so?
Like, from what I understood, like, all their content was...
It's done. The story is over.
Yeah. They just, like, had made so much stuff for Ezio that's why Brotherhood exists. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. I still kind of subscribe to the idea. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with Assassin's Creed Brotherhood as a game. It's fine. It's just as good as 2. Mm-hmm. But that's the problem. Like, it doesn't do anything to mature that story. Like, it just...
It has multiplayer. That's what
it
does.
If you didn't play Assassin's Creed 2 and you want to check one out, get Brotherhood.
No,
don't.
Well, no, then, why would you do that?
Because then you're jumping the shark. Then you're not even, like, you're not even getting the whole meaty bits of the deal. Like... Because if you were to like jump into it, you don't even know who these people are. You don't even know
what's going on.
If you want that game,
like, you could
if you want that game strictly for stabbing dudes, sure, go crazy.
Yeah.
But if you want to know what's going on in Assassin's Creed 1, you gotta get 2.
Yeah. Or I mean, I don't even think 2 is that significant unless you play. Or I don't think Brotherhood is that significant unless you play 2.
Right. No, like, agreed. Like none of it makes
not just
sense.
1, but it's like, you know, you gotta start with that one because that is where the storytelling gets way better. And the gameplay matches too.
Right, I feel like, well, in a way.
Are you talking about Assassin's Creed 2 being
No, I'm just like, do you think the recap at the beginning of Brotherhood does a good enough job that you could skip playing 1 and 2?
No.
Because I don't think so either.
I think you can skip 1. I think you can skip 1 because it's almost unplayable at this point. Like, just...
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Trying to go back to playing Assassin's Creed 1 would be a terrible idea.
Right.
If you haven't played any of them, it'd be fine. Play 2.
Yeah, you should definitely at least play 2. If you haven't played any Assassin's Creed games, you should probably start out with 2. Maybe find some cliff notes for 1.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
Go watch the endings of 1.
Go watch the Assassin's
1.
Creed wiki.
Read about some of the stuff from 1 and then jump into 2 and that's it. And then play 2. Love it. It's really good.
Yeah, I don't know. Multiplayer though. Multiplayer is great.
Yeah, I played a lot of the multiplayer.
I do like that they even took the time out to consider that they should tie that in with the single player in some small, super insignificant way. But it's still kind of fun that they did that.
Yeah.
How much multiplayer did you guys play?
A few hours.
I showed up around seven, we were doing it till like midnight. Yeah, we played for a while. It was good. You get to unlock
match types as you go up. So, yeah.
What other match types are there besides the three?
Those are the only ones I've played. But you don't at level one. You can't play all of them.
Oh.
Huh.
Huh.
Yeah, I haven't even played any on like my end personally yet. I'm just over playing on Griff's. But
yeah, you play split screen or
no? We just trade off. It's fun stuff though.
Yeah, it is exactly what it was supposed to be when we talked about it before. It has the rock, paper, scissors, hunt, evade, and don't get killed by other dude. I don't know.
Like, no, it's I think it does what it's supposed to do. Like it takes that whole like, you know, here's what first person shooters do where it's like pull that trigger, shoot that dude, pull that trigger, shoot that dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it adds a little bit more of a calm down. Like you're still out trying to kill people, but like depending on which match mode you're in, like maybe you're not trying to kill people so much as just evade. Like a lot of the game modes are just cat and mouse.
Right. There's the three game modes that we've played so far, which is like the death match, which is all the all. There's two team types. There's sets of assassins, like three teams of two assassins. Each team has a target, and then they're evading another team. You know, in a circle.
Yeah. You only kills this specific team,
yeah,
and that specific team kills this specific team, right. Like in a circular rotation, mm-hmm. like a life cycle,
like a Pokemon, like super effective chart. King. Yeah. Then there's the regular, what is it, Manhunt or something like that? One where it's just straight up, one team is hunting the other team. You can kill anybody on the other team, and then the other team is purely evading.
Kind of like. I don't want to say capture the flag.
It is kind of like capture the flag. It's just everybody has the flag.
Well, I'm just trying to think. What's the? No, it's like
Left 4 Dead.
No.
One of them isn't fighting.
One's the zombie. One's not the zombie. It's like domination or whatever the one is. Where like in shooter games where you have the bomb and you're trying to plant the bomb in somebody else's
headquarters.
Base. Yeah, like headquarters. You're like you're the offensive team and you're trying to, you know, destroy the other team's base.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to defend it. It's like either you're playing offense or you're playing defense.
Yeah, except the defense is not so much the defense is just like hiding.
You're just trying not to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not you don't have any objective besides don't act like a human.
Yeah.
Which I really like that mode. Like I really love that just act like an AI.
Trying to act like a robot.
Yeah. Just like
walk in very specific motions.
Definitely.
Hide next to people that look like you.
No sharp turns.
Yeah.
No running.
No sprinting.
Yeah.
No what's the other thing that
did you guys get the stun down?
Yeah.
At all? I never could figure that out really.
John and I would run into one just little problem, which is we would start the stun animation, so your dude would be hauling back to punch guy in the face or do like the head chop, and then it would just seem almost arbitrarily that their kill animation would stop the stun mid stun and then kill you.
That's how I always.
Whereas other times the stun would work out fine.
Yeah, I still hold the idea that
you think it's a perk.
There might be like because you haven't unlocked those ability things yet. Yeah. Maybe, but like
at the same time, we only faced like for every 8-person match, there's only maybe one person that's. Level 20 or higher. Yeah,
that's true. But how? I mean, did it happen that often that it could be?
No. Well, I think it definitely has to do with attacking from behind or the side or the back
or above.
Stunt above, from above
is ridiculous. Like you cannot evade that at all.
The assassination.
Yeah.
But the other, I mean, you can pretty much become assassin proof if you're jumping, like if you're climbing a wall. Or jumping through something, you cannot be killed.
Unless they climb that wall quicker and get above you.
But, I mean, good luck with that. I don't know how they'd pull that off.
It happened to me.
How they climb it quicker?
Well, you know how sometimes you're going up a wall and then you have to go to the right or something.
You just get like a weird spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's a lot to it. Like, it's simple, just three modes. You're always leveling up. Like, you get rewarded for more stealthy kills or more elaborate kills or things like that. And then your character is building experience. Every level, you get your typical, like, new crap, new abilities.
There's a lot to unlock. Perks,
new colors for your guy.
Yeah,
lots of aesthetic junk.
New characters.
Like, you get new characters, eventually. But who cares, man?
Aesthetics, palette swap for other things.
Yeah, that was the thing that would I was telling you about this, John. It would always amaze me when people would pick like the
most flamboyant
Helaquin or the what's the other one that people would always pick? The not the barber. There's the other one that was like really outstanding.
The Harlequin.
Yeah, but there's another one too, right? Oh, the
Helaquin, the Harlequin.
Okay, those
barber,
two.
The barber. I don't know. I think the there's
the guy in the green shirt.
Yeah, the barber.
Barber.
Yeah, and then there's
the fat engineer guy.
The engineer, that's stands the word out I'm looking for. He does, because he's orange. Like, his original color palette is orange.
Orange.
And he kind of does stand out because he's larger.
Yeah.
There's, like, certain things you could, like...
I found it funny when you join a team and then people would have, like, they're like, we're going to play as this one.
Because, like,
why?
I mean, like, because, you would want to play as something that looks
play as something
pretty
that's more
inconspicuous.
Because,
I mean...
Innocuous.
Like, from a distance, like,
I can't tell the difference between the
a courtesan and the smuggler.
Well, I mean, I think anything with a hood, you're safe, because there's so many characters with a hood and cape.
Yeah,
that it's easy to mess those up.
Yeah, and so if like as long as from a distance, it's harder to tell what that person looks like. Because I mean, I can pick out a doctor versus a doctor and a Harlequin because they have giant heads.
Yeah, or it's like bright purple and humongous.
Right, it's like, oh, thank God I have the Harlequin as a target, because at least I can see him from a block
away.
Right, if
I'm doing a quick pan across the crowd, I'll find what's the easiest thing to see there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I like how a lot of the assassin abilities are like what Ezio has.
Yeah.
Are abilities that you upgrade to through the game.
Yeah, and smoke bombs.
Dude, hidden gun. Yeah.
Disguise.
Dude, I had to get better at that gun.
The disguise I don't find favorite. To be... that useful
walker. Oh, I found it to be extremely useful. If someone's chasing you, just walk around a corner of disguise and just start walking slowly, and they just always run right past you.
But the meter still shows it's you
for some reason.
The compass still will show it's you as the so the way that you tell what your target is you have this like
it's like a hot and cold sensor.
Yeah, it's like an anti-compass. Like, it starts really really narrow, and then the closer you get to your target, it expands throughout the entirety of the compass to say you're hot, you're on the spot you need to be.
Yeah,
but it doesn't. So the problem is when there's like one dude and another dude who looks exactly like that guy,
there's no
and you know
to...
one is AI and one is a human, like
there's
but you don't
no
know
way.
Which one is which. You just have to watch
50-50 gamble at that point, unless somebody sneezes.
Yeah, and there's abilities that you can get to
like the firecracker would easily like figure that out.
Right.
Just waiting for them to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but the whole time you're waiting, there's someone hunting you. So,
right, that's the tension, is you're always watching your back, and you're like, I'm gonna get murdered
but
right now.
Like, the best part is always though, like
pile up.
The pile up is fun, but like, how many times did we like come around a corner and be like you're chasing down, like, oh, I see that person, and then like you come around the corner and there's like 12 of that person, and just like,
oh yeah.
Where did the gang of like all these courtesans come from?
Mm-hmm.
Like, now how am I supposed to differentiate like my target from these 8 other targets?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. But yeah, the pileups are great. Like,
the biggest problem with that game is someone has their target, gets their target, they're in the kill animation, sticking a blade through somebody's necessary pieces, and the other dude is just like, oh, that's my target, and they're doing a thing, and then just bam, that guy gets killed. Then the next guy comes around the corner, they're like, my target, boom, and it's just like,
like,
leapfrog of death that's happening.
Yeah, it's just like,
sucks to be the first guy.
Right. Just convenient that you happened to line up.
The fact that you didn't get any points out of it. Bummer.
Oh man. But I mean, it's fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been I don't know. The more you play that game, the more you get used to how that game is supposed to, like, how that game works and how you can single out other targets from NPCs and things like that.
Yeah. But yeah, to wrap the Assassin's Creed stuff up, the single player or the multiplayer is really good and definitely adds something necessary. Well, not necessary, but nice to that game to make it seem like it is worthwhile to have that game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It,
replayability for sure.
That and when Brotherhood was announced, it was like, oh, it's a multiplayer game. It's online assassinating.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly, information was set that like, oh, there's actually going to be a very in-depth single player with it. No, probably not. It'll just be some more hang glider missions. And then, so, you know, the single player story is good.
Yeah, I mean, it's long and it's good.
Yeah.
But does it do anything to further progress that story?
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as I would like it to.
Right.
I mean, Assassin's Creed 2 took that story leap.
Mm-hmm.
A long way. Definitely. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood takes me like, it takes me one step back and then a couple of steps forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, all right.
So close.
See, unlike you guys, I was perfectly fine with what they gave me. I was content with the story and everything.
Didn't you say you didn't like the ending last week?
Well, except for the ending part. The gameplay and the whole. Yeah.
No, I mean, like.
Until the ending.
But yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying it doesn't do anything.
Right, it doesn't go above and beyond anything.
Yeah.
Like Assassin's Creed
it's almost the exact same game aside from the story being different.
Right, it has minor improvements that are necessary improvements,
yeah,
and nothing that really separates.
Yeah, they didn't tweak anything so much that they broke that thing.
Right.
Or, I mean, I feel like adding the crossbow in after the gun kind of breaks the gun, because at that point, who wants to use a gun?
Why would you ever use a gun?
But yeah, the gun is incorporated in different ways that kind of make it useful.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you will run into enemies at some point that have armor that resist the crossbow.
Okay.
So at that point, I bust out the pistol,
mm-hmm,
and show them what for.
But
give them the old 1-2.
Yeah.
Just the one, man.
Also, though,
just the one.
But then also, though, like once you get the poisonous darts, though, the poisonous darts are also a replacement for a gun too.
So
it's a slower working gun, but you can buy improved poison. It works
when
faster.
You get the double hidden blade.
Uh-huh.
Do you get double pistol?
No, because
hello, Assassin's Creed 3.
Double pistol.
Double hidden pistol.
No, one is gun, one is hidden darts.
I think in Assassin's Creed 3. They're going to have quadruple hidden blades.
Oh, Bayonetta style?
Yep. One for each foot and one for each hand.
Huh.
Hidden foot blade.
Hidden foot blade, hidden
foot
gun.
Imagine the assassinations you could come up with a foot blade.
Be Voldo from...
Yeah, Voldo from Soul Calibur.
Yeah. Great.
Crazy talk.
Yeah, Desmond starts wearing a codpiece.
Codpiece and a mouth bit.
Yeah, so let's talk about another game besides Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Sure. Let's talk about Night of the Inventory.
Oh yeah. Night of the Inventory. That's a game that I got $4.50.
That's a pretty good price for that, actually. That's not
Yeah,
too terrible.
That was the if you recall, if you jump in the Wayback Machine, there was that announcement from Telltale that was like hot collaborations coming out soon starring. And it was like the outline of all these characters that are in Night at the Inventory. And, you know, the internet was abuzz with, whoa, what could it be? What could it be? Is it an adventure game that stars all these characters? Like, nope.
Nope.
It's a poker game. It is a poker game. Poker game.
But it's funny.
Poker game.
Yeah, it's like, hey, do you like playing poker games by yourself? Not online, but just by yourself for fun and not with real money. If you do, then this is great.
I like playing poker games with real money by myself.
Then, well, pretend this fake money is real, and this will still be a great game for you. It's funny, but it's also a lot of, like, referential funniness. Like, they do a lot of making fun of Telltale. It's a lot of old Homestar Runner jokes.
Yeah.
A lot of Sam and Max jokes. A lot of
Russian communist jokes.
Yeah, I mean, the Heavy is probably the least interesting of them.
He's very uninteresting.
Tycho from Penny Arcade is, I don't know, another one that's hit or miss.
Yeah, he's
good. But it's poker, and it has achievements, Steam achievements, and reasons to keep you playing it, kind of. It's also $4, and, well, it's $5.
So, I guess the other question
is, it's a glass of lemonade at Cheesecake Factory.
Did you...
Unlimited refills.
Unlimited poker.
Yeah. Did you try to fiddle with any of the visual settings to see if it fixed any of that weirdness?
I didn't. improve the quality or do anything like that. The only option that I did increase was I put the talking to maximum.
Nice.
Yes.
So they're always saying
things. They're always talking.
Constant.
Yeah. I don't know. Not much to say about it. It's poker. I have it on. There's only, from what I can tell, two difficulty settings: normal and hard. And on normal
and really good.
Yeah, I don't know. On normal, you'd have normal characters that were going all in on a pair of twos, and you're like, "Oh, okay."
so it was. I guess you guys didn't play Dead Rising 2.
Yeah, there's a poker game in that.
Yeah, and it's pretty good. Much the same.
There's a poker game in Red Dead Redemption.
I like
it's
that.
Texas. This poker game is Texas Hold'em. There's also a lot of poker games in Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah, there.
You know, there's a lot of gambling in general.
In Vegas?
Fallout New Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got the gambling.
You didn't have to be in Vegas.
2010, dude. Year of the gambling simulator. Yeah. Mini game. Year of the poker mini game.
I think we need to make like a new game. Iowa Hold'em.
I think that should be like a Game of the Year award.
Game of the Year award. Definitely.
Best in-game best game gambling in-game simulator.
Poker simulator?
Yeah.
Man. Sounds good to me.
Who do you go with? Fallout or Red Dead?
Or Dead Rising.
It's pretty damn good.
Or Dead Rising.
I don't know, man. There's got to be more, too.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Only qualification is it can't be just a poker game.
Well, hey, though. Because, I mean, Red Dead also did come out with the patch that you could play poker against your friends, too.
Oh, that's right. So, that was a DLC.
Yeah.
Ooh. Did you have to pay for it?
It's like $5.
I think so, yeah.
Pay for it so you can play poker in another game.
But you can take all your money from your friends.
I want a poker game. I want Knight at the Inventory, but you can tab out of like Knight at the Inventory into like Bejeweled or something. So, like, I have so much poker. I just want to play this other game.
Drop out and start playing backgammon.
But it's not a full dropout. It's like I'm just going to go to the menu and click on the secret button and play a different game of poker. Like I want a poker game hidden within a poker game.
Nice.
Did you play the poker game in Peggle?
What?
The poker game in Peggle.
Poker game in Peggle?
Yeah. It's in there.
Apparently we're playing the wrong version of
Peggle. Yeah. You have to hit all the blue pegs and you unlock it.
One ball. You got to clear it.
One ball, all blue pegs. Yep. It can be done. yeah, so A Knight at the Inventory is $5 on Steam. Ryan, you get play anything?
Lots of Black Ops.
Oh, you've been playing more Black Ops.
Yeah.
You're not upset about it anymore? Or?
No, they patched it.
Okay.
And now the multiplayer plays just like Modern Warfare 2.
So hooray!
No more problems at all?
Nope. Nothing. Huh. You can get in games right away, and the bullet recognition is fixed.
Good.
So, yeah.
So why would you play this as opposed to Modern Warfare?
Something new. Okay. You know, it's different. You know, just everyone. I don't know. It's just... Because I put in 100 hours.
Everybody else is doing it.
Because I put in 100 hours of Modern Warfare 2, so it's something new. Yeah, new guns. I've been playing a lot of zombies. Like,
yeah.
Zombies is addicting.
I've been playing a lot of zombies, too, and I'm cashed out.
Are
you? I'm done.
Like, how many waves did you get to?
The highest wave we got to, I think, was 11 or 12 or something like that. He got up to 18 the other night on his own.
Yeah.
But yeah, once I have seen the majority of the map, like in the first level, now I know how everything works. I know all the upgrades. Yeah. I know everything you do. That's it for
me. So you just start managing those things down to
it becomes less. It's like if this doesn't go this way, then it's why even keep playing.
Right. So you're basically turning it into StarCraft.
Is getting a different weapon and putting it in the pack-a-punch box.
Yeah.
That's and figuring out what you get after that.
It's all lasers, dude. It's all lasers.
So
isn't there like a freeze laser? You like freeze them and then hit them and shatter zombie bones.
I'm really, really trying to get a ballistic knife because there's an achievement for getting a ballistic knife and then putting it in the pack-a-punch and then reviving someone from afar with it.
Huh.
So it's like a medic from afar.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's an achievement for that?
What?
Yep.
I didn't think there was any achievements for zombie mode.
There's
except
like five
for the two.
Achievements for zombie mode.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I beat the single player.
Oh, yeah, I got up to the level with Hudson where you're going into the satellite array base thing. It's all snowy.
where you're flying above in the
it's the rappelling level,
the Blackbird.
No, yeah, well, the one, yeah, that level.
Yeah,
F that thing, man. The least enjoyable thing I've done in a video game ever. You play as the guy that puts the checkpoints on the map.
Huh?
There is a moment in Black Ops where you wonder when you're playing. Have you ever been playing a first person shooter and you're like, what sort of supreme overlord is telling me that I need to go to this position and take cover? What? Where? This is just a video game contrivance. But once you play Black
Not
Ops,
anymore.
The veil has been lifted. There is a stealth plane up there with a dude and a crappy computer.
I thought
computer.
It was pretty freaking amazing. Like,
and you're playing. Really you're basically playing in a RTS. Like, you're like, move troop here. Barry.
You know, there's
Barry underground.
There's an
shoot
achievement
dudes.
Worth 50 points for getting through that without them being seen or something, which takes like 2 minutes and it's extremely easy.
Huh.
I thought it was cool that, like, if the stealth planes really fly that high, that's pretty crazy because that was like in space.
That's true. Yep. Fact.
Space planes, they exist.
Yep. Especially in the 70s?
Yeah.
Where all those guns were real and we had them too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. What did you think about the mission where you were you were in Vietnam, I believe, and
no problems with any missions whatsoever.
No. Making it down that huge hill where there's just guys running in the background and you're making it down like from
I was playing on casual.
Yeah.
Cuz impossible to die mode cuz I was just trying to get through the story.
Yeah.
So there were a few moments where I got to sections where I was like, I could see this being very difficult on a hard difficulty, but no.
You were also playing it on crazy though.
You're right? Talking about okay. Where you have to kick the napalm jugs down.
Yes.
And they don't give you any.
They didn't tell you what to do.
Yeah. And there's no pathway down to the. You
no.
Just gotta like jump down this. There's no video game pathway of like now the it wraps around and. Here's some AI teammates that ran down there and got killed, and they're like, you need to go hit up them barrels.
They didn't even say that, though.
Well, they make
they
mention
say,
of
you
it.
You need to improvise.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they say.
So you go press the West button on it, and you do a thing. And it's like cool.
I got, like, it was so ridiculous, because I literally was getting it down there, and it has a checkpoint down at the very bottom. And the barrels are up above the checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept running to the checkpoint and just dying over and over. Like, what am I supposed to do?
You could get down to that checkpoint without doing the barrels, too.
Really?
Yes. Because...
If you play on casual.
Not in You Must Die mode.
Oh, this game is horribly scripted.
Maybe that's part of your problem. They don't want... Like, think you're not supposed to be playing on the easy mode.
Well, when I was playing...
But then why have it?
The first level, I watched that video of the no shots fired...
Oh yeah,
and you pretty much can do that. You can do that and not shoot anybody very easily.
Entire game
For the first level,
you
very
gotta
easily.
Shoot some people through the game. Yeah,
yeah, but almost no. There are many segments where shooting people helps to expedite it, but you really don't. Like,
we'll win this war by peaceful means.
Maybe on
the recruit.
Yeah, on the casual easy difficulty, it is very easy to just run through the game checkpoint to checkpoint. Don't need to kill dudes.
Hey, play this game. Look at what we did.
Yeah.
Just speed run it.
I didn't really have any, like I said, no trouble on missions. The only trouble that I had was, I was talking to you about this, John, with just like getting too far ahead of AI teammates or just straight up just AI glitches. Like one of my characters got stuck on a fire and I had to go support him.
By blowing him up.
So I threw a grenade at him and he jumped. Like
that supported him?
He needed that reinforcement to get out of the fire. It didn't blow up. He just was like, oh god, and he jumped away.
Oh,
from
he jumped
the grenade.
Away. I see what you're saying. I thought it blew up on him.
No, the explosion didn't pop him out. He was just like, this overwrites my coding, and he ran away from the grenade.
Grenade is more scary than fire.
Yeah. And there's a few other occasions where like I would get to a location and my AI teammates wouldn't blow a wall up. Or something like that. And then I would walk in a direction where it was like the checkpoint would be in the room I needed to get to. So I'd be walking around the room and then it would just be instant jelly death. Instant, like, it would be like, foo, 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 and you'd be covered in goo and dead. And it's like, there's nobody here to do this to
me.
I
didn't run into any of those problems.
I've even heard about awesome points where you can, like, run inside of buildings that aren't, like, you're not supposed to go in them, but mm-hmm. they're open for you to go in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, your AI companions will stand in that doorway like they're trying to examine the room.
Mm-hmm.
But since they won't move out of your way, you're, like,
oh, stuck. You're stuck, yeah.
Like,
I had that problem. I was telling you about that there's, like, this hole that your team needs to advance to, and they, like, look into it. But I was standing at the end, like, this is where the checkpoint is, dot. I was standing on it, and the two teammates got behind me, and because I was standing there, they couldn't advance forward and go through their dialogue, but then I also couldn't go forward or move back nice. Because they were pushing up against me. I was like, what? So I had to, like, twist myself and, you know, you twist her around them. No, I had to just, like, jump and knife and, you know.
Cooked a grenade until you killed all
three. Yeah. Just
take everybody in this game out at once.
And the whole like checkpointing issue thing, or the thing that causes most of that, from what I've seen, is just getting ahead of your AI teammates. But the obnoxious thing is that ever-present goddamn follow or yellow triangle above whoever you're with. Like, always there is somebody on your team who you have to be following.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And they will always tell you, you need to be following that person.
Well, it's good that they're holding your hand.
Always.
It's good.
No, there's a few times that you don't.
Well, okay.
Few.
Always. Always following. Never not following.
Oh, man.
I just trying to really just, I don't know. It seems like compared to Modern Warfare 2, it's a lot more just exposition and story and dudes talking. You know.
Yeah. I don't remember the story from Modern Warfare 2. It's been a while.
Yeah, there's nothing to remember.
Well,
the airport scene.
The way I remember the ending.
The way that, you know, the story was told, or it'd be a lot of stuff coming over the headpiece, or like the mission briefings where the majority of the information was. There'd be some talking bits out of missions, but you'd usually like kind of, you'd still be there. In this, there's a lot of, Black Ops has a lot of interrogation room things with the worst voice actor in the entire world. I forget what his name is. Sam Worthington.
Yeah,
the guy who plays the main character. Absolutely terrible.
The guy from Space Pocahontas.
Yeah, from Space Pocahontas. So there's a lot of him just talking and screaming and like having weird drug-addled visions and stuff like that.
What's the common way that they use to torture this guy?
I don't know.
They assume they're in the chair and it's like some chemical or
they always show this like glass IV, and then they're like, we're loading him up with too much junk, he doesn't even know where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
and then randomly he'll just like freak out and he's like, ah, I'm getting electrocuted. And that, yeah,
so it's,
it makes no sense.
It's never really clear what they're doing to
no.
him.
No,
they might be electrocuting him, they might be drugging him, they might be waterboarding him,
nothing,
they might be tickling him with feathers.
It's probably not really waterboarding or tickling.
Okay.
They're
probably not holding a carrot just inches away from his face.
Yeah. The other problem is Modern Warfare 2 did a really good job of bouncing around from character to character. This game,
it's just one character.
No, it is. There's more characters, but it seems like there's no real heart in the transition. Like, it's not really like, for a purpose. It's just more like, we do this because this is what we do in Call of Duty games. Mm. It's like, you're going to play for this. You're going to play as this other guy who's a badass.
What do you think of Reznov?
I don't know who he is.
No?
I don't know any of... Like, I played World at War, and they're like, this is Reznov. He's hard as nails, and...
Oh, I didn't play World at War, but...
And the other dude, like, the dude from World at War... I don't know, I'm not going to go into that part if anybody actually cares, but... the other Russian dude that you run into who is important in World at War, you have an encounter. It's like, Reznov, sweet... I don't know, like, the characters are as flat as any FPS character.
I'll be interested when you finish the game.
I already have an idea of what's going on with Reznov.
Do you?
Yeah. I'll run it by you later.
All right.
No. But yeah, the game is really, really weird.
Yeah.
The story is.
There's some sweet guns in it, though. Which bodes well for me.
That's a crossbow.
It's all right.
That's cool.
Incendiary shotgun
is probably the best thing in that entire game.
Yeah, but it's like shoots balls of flame.
It just shoots flame, dude.
It's a really sweet on fire.
How is it different from like flamethrower?
Continuous
flame, compared to.
Yeah, it okay. basically it just
so like blunderbust.
Yeah,
like shock.
It is
like,
a huge. You just have it in one level pretty much, and you just tear everything apart. Like it, it you could shoot anywhere on the screen. It will kill anybody there, and then light them on fire too.
Yep.
It's like I'm shot and on fire.
That's just like Treyarch's whole like we have a really awesome system for making fire.
Yeah. Hey, remember World at War? Flamethrowers, awesome.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Well, they did. We went back yep. to Vietnam, and it was like snipers and trees. But now still have the same animation when they fall out.
But now you can have a little handheld flamethrower attached to a gun.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep, just like what? No bigger than a bottle what? Of water.
Just like it's a flamethrower. It's like a water pistol.
Yeah,
it shoots napalm.
Yeah,
you like get take the... an AK-47 and you know, like a grenade launcher on the bottom of it.
Yeah,
replace. No. A flamethrower there.
That crazy. Is the thing.
Crazy talk.
And in Warhammer 40K, they have it, so it has to be true.
Oh, that's right. Undermounted flamethrower.
That's right.
Go with it.
Yep.
It's the thing.
Yeah.
People did that.
Black Ops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to finish it, though. I want to see how it pans out.
I'm enjoying it more.
Yeah.
And there's
since
so much.
Patch.
Yeah. Yes. Since the patch, yeah.
And for some reason, you went to go play the single player after that, too. Like, now I can forgive it.
Yeah.
Well, I got bored one day and I just sat down, and pretty much the part I was stuck at was the hardest part in the game for me.
Which one is that?
It was like the third level or something after you blew up the missile.
Oh yeah.
That flew in the air. There's really tight corridors and they're throwing Nova gas down the corridors, and basically you have to just get through the end of these tunnels, and there's just millions of guys coming out from all different angles.
When? Yeah. What?
At the end of that level with
the at the end of that level. I thought you meant the level after it. Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
At the end of that level.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculously hard because
there's lots of dudes everywhere.
Lots of dudes, and they're extremely accurate, and there's no cover for you to really do anything.
Right. So, I see that.
Yeah.
That section is really funny though, because if you put the charge to blow that wall open, did you step away from it when you blew it?
Mm-mm. Yes, I did.
You can take it in the face, it does nothing.
Really?
Yeah. This charge you put to blow open this cement wall.
Blows open the wall, but not you.
Yeah, just one direction. It's completely safe.
Dude, wait, no, I don't know what you're talking about. They make explosions like
it's
that.
A thing.
It's a thing. Yep, 1970. Okay. Yeah, it happened.
We can do it now.
That's right.
Why couldn't we do it then?
Exactly.
It's all time is all referential. It doesn't matter.
It's because they're special forces, man. They have access to all this stuff.
It's all Black Ops.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know this.
You don't know. That
you don't know.
You don't know.
You just don't know.
You don't know that they that
just
they knew.
Just it's written down doesn't mean
it's confidential.
I read popular science. That's I know.
Highly classified.
It could have happened. That's you don't right. know these things.
The
you could know, but then you'd have to die.
They're using jetpacks.
Yeah. Already.
That's the right thing now. I miss about this one. I haven't seen the jetpack yet.
Well, it's unlockable. You have to go to Uplay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Activision wants some of them Uplay monies.
You can get it through the console.
You just type in jetpack.
Jetpack.exe. I think that's. Is
that's
that
all
anything
I got.
Else you got?
No. No. We get.
No.
There's some Fable DLC that came out that I'm gonna play. Maybe.
Nice.
Fable 1.
Yeah. There is Fable DLC.
It just came out. I got some points hanging out.
Nice.
Dude, I looked at my account and I have 800 points.
Cool.
Oh, I wonder if that reef.
They did that.
That refund thing kick in?
Yep.
Dude, they owe me 400 points.
Oh, spend so much money and.
Yeah, they owe me 400 points. I hope I get those.
Cool.
You probably already have them.
I probably do. That's sweet. That means I've got like 2,000 points to work with.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a lot of songs on Rock Band.
Yeah, it is a lot of songs on Rock Band. Still haven't played that yet either.
Invest it wisely.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to give me some.
We'll get you some Blink-182 and
just go buy as many avatar icons as you can.
Yeah, get all those.
Every
all
one of them.
I'm probably all gonna go them. Get a poker game.
Yeah, a poker game.
A poker, just a
yeah,
poker
just
game.
Texas Hold'em.
It's a good
just
game.
Get the most generic ass poker game.
Poker face. I think that's it for stuff we've been playing. I think that covers everything. Oh, yeah, I played a game. I played Valkyria Chronicles 2 for PSP. I got the demo.
Oh, okay.
Since, I don't know, just randomly. I was trying to go through the process of setting my PSP up to do remote play again, which has been this eternally...
It doesn't work.
It does.
But the furthest I've ever gotten remote play to work is my bathroom.
But it goes through internet.
Right. Have you ever tried to do it outside of your home?
No.
Exactly. But it's supposed to work like that.
Well, the thing is, the thing that I found is you need to leave your PlayStation on, which I thought you could turn your PlayStation on from a different location.
You can.
But you need to leave it on.
No, you can.
I have multiple logins.
I've been able to do it on. Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Right. Because, no, I've been able to turn it, like, there's a setting you can set in your PlayStation 3 that says you can remotely turn on.
Uh-huh.
But maybe it's because you have multiple logins.
It did. I tried to do it. I was like, let me do it. And it's like, no. You have multiple logins. It'd be way too hard.
No, because I remember that was a thing I could do, but I've never been able to have remote play. I'd be like, technically, in the world of Sony, I should be able to go to, like, a coffee shop, you know, on the other side of town, access their Wi-Fi, and turn on my PlayStation and
watch a movie
that's downloaded on my PlayStation.
Yeah,
it does sound
play
sweet,
a game,
but
play Bionic Commando Rearmed.
Play Lair.
No.
It was a thing.
Just say no to Lair.
Like, this was an awesome idea, but the only game that ever did it was, like, if you were playing Lair on your PlayStation 3 and you needed to go somewhere immediately, but you didn't want to stop playing Lair, you could just bust out your PSP.
Mom, continue. Give me my PSP.
Yeah, you could.
I gotta go now.
You could just continue to
play
Lair. How
does that
Lair.
Work graphical, like, wise?
It doesn't.
Yeah. I mean,
poorly.
Certain downloadable games work with it.
Yeah.
I
like that the minis, like, work cross-platform.
Uh-huh.
Like, those, the $5 mini games you can get, like, you can access them.
I've never bought.
I'm sure you can access things with the PSP Go.
No. Nope. It's all locked down.
Yeah.
Can't.
Just wait for the PSP 2 Go.
Go to?
Phone.
3D.
PSP to Go?
To Go 3D. Phone.
On my PSP to Go.
Dude, we need to claim the rights to that before Sony does. PSP to Go.
Anyway, so I downloaded the Valkyria Chronicles 2 demo, and it is exactly like Valkyria Chronicles, just on a PSP.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, so good. If you like Valkyria Chronicles and you want to get yourself more and
What if I don't want to buy a PSP?
Then just get Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah.
Because that game's really good.
Alright. I mean,
I'll just try to hook
the demo.
What if you wanted to play your PSP games on the PlayStation 3?
You can.
Yeah?
If you own a PSP.
You could just hook your
What?
Why don't you just hook your PlayStation up to his PSP?
Well, technically, you don't play them through the PlayStation 3, I suppose. But all PSPs through an update now, you can, like, if you jack it into your TV,
uh-huh.
the PSPs recognize the signal for a PlayStation 3 controller, and you don't even have to.
Oh, you're saying if you put the PS3 controller into the PSP and then output your PSP into your TV?
Technically.
Then you'd be, yeah.
Sort of, in a way.
Right.
In a weird roundabout.
No, I get
like,
you. Yeah.
Like,
I can see it.
Strange.
It's a really small PS3.
Right. Have you ever tried outsourcing, like, your PSP to a larger TV?
I don't even know what cord I'd use for that.
They have their own special cords.
Okay,
like
well,
bucks.
Then that's
but,
why.
But the thing is, the only way you get video out is by using the component. You can't buy standard, which
okay.
is bizarre because the standards still have, like, a video. But whatever.
It'd be more weird if it only worked on S-Video.
Yeah, that would be better. But the...
Goes straight into the RF adapter.
The thing is, it letterboxes it all the way around. It doesn't expand it 100%.
Huh.
There's still like a 6-inch barrier around your.
It probably
just
can't be
stretched.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, if you think about the PSP in general,
it has a weird aspect ratio too.
Yeah, and there's
it's not
the
like a 16:9.
There's a different models for it too that have a different variable.
The Go
screen.
and the PSP just in general have
mm-hmm.
very different. Screen
form
dimensions.
Factors
very bizarre.
Yeah, anyway, let's talk about video game news.
Okay,
yeah, how about that, John? You made mention of some DLC
coming out
available today. Fable 3,
yeah,
the adventure rages on with Understone quest pack.
Yeah,
400 Microsoft points. Yep,
you can get that for free. They basically gave you free
they
DLC.
Basically gave me
Mm-hmm.
They basically gave it to me. That's assuming they refunded my points. Like,
discover the origin of the voice that controls the people of Understone. Features a moral decision that will lead to two drastically different outcomes in Understone.
Oh, buddy. Means I gotta do it twice.
There's a shooting range.
Yes.
Wheel of Misfortune.
Damn it. Wait, what?
Beat
really?
The high score.
More?
Beat the high scores to win 3 new weapons that can be used while playing in the minigame. The Full Monty, gifted to players upon downloading the pack.
Wait.
Dirty Harriet prize and Dead Ned's revolver prize.
Okay.
Yep.
I remember the shooting range from Fable 2, and it was ugly.
You know what I missed from Fable 2, though, that's really, like, weird that it still doesn't exist? Is, like, Fable 2, you could sight in on different parts of the body and shoot them individually. Oh, yeah.
That was an upgraded skill you had, too.
Yeah. That does not exist in Fable 3 at all.
Huh.
Doesn't exist.
There's too much going on the screen.
Apparently. Because one of my favorite things to do in Fable 2 is, like, shoot weapons out of dude's hands or shoot dude in the head so his head explodes off his shoulders.
Gotcha.
Like, completely gone. They've completely weeded out any reason to do anything other than mash the B button.
Yeah.
Like, throw fireballs and lightning bolts at dudes' faces.
Got it. So you're going to buy that?
Get some mashing of the B button going.
Yep. Mash more B button.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. See if fancy strikes me. I still got to finish that Assassin's Creed DLC too, though.
Yeah.
Other news, there are screenshots for the Back to the Future game by Telltale.
Oh.
There's information, but it's only through another publication right now. Telltale doesn't have anything on their site. It's exclusive through some people. So in time, it will reach all audiences. If you're familiar with adventure games, it's not going to be an item combination in intra inventory. It's going to be a delivery. Like, so bring different combinations of items to people.
So it's like Dead Rising. Take the box of nails and the.
Yeah. Except instead of a workbench, you're giving them to the dock.
See, I think what would have been better in Dead Rising is if you always had to go replenish your duct tape.
No. If you always had to do anything,
a lot of duct tape.
That would be a bad thing.
Well, there's always duct tape
on the workbench.
Actually, if your duct tape was held in certain duct tape facilities scattered throughout the place, you could retrieve your entire duct tape holding at each one, but you couldn't automatically receive the duct tape whenever you wanted it into your pocket.
Yeah.
You had to invest in certain
duct tape locators,
you know, polymers and glues and things like that. And the more you invest in, the more duct tape you get, but you have to go to the duct tape
distributors
to claim your duct tape.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Did you ever combine duct tape with duct tape?
Impossible.
But so that's like, that was like one of my problems.
You get wallet.
With that. Yes. That's one of my problems with that, though. It's just like, why, like, if there's always duct tape there, like, why can't you always just store everything there?
Video games, dude.
It's just like, some things don't make sense for a reason. Some things make sense for no good reason. That's why I hate and love
they also games. Made Lost Planet 2.
Oh man,
I don't know, dude, it's a video game.
Some things make sense.
You just gotta chalk it up to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm just doing.
Portal 2 is delayed again.
We're getting it in 2012.
We are getting it April 18th 2011 now.
Yeah, it's still in the spring though.
Yeah, it's only a 2 month knockback, and basically Valve's like, sorry.
Are they blaming it on PlayStation again?
No, it's just... they're
just too damn hard.
Nope, sorry.
We're lazy.
Testing shows GLaDOS is still not as funny as she used to be, so we're trying to bring it back up.
Gotta amp it up. Elder Scrolls, okay, well, this is... according to Eurogamer, from an inside unnamed source, Elder Scrolls 5, the next Bethesda Elder Scrolls game... is going to be a direct sequel to Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion. I don't know.
As it should.
Well, how can you have
a sequel to Oblivion?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because as opposed to like a Final Fantasy kind of
world,
has nothing to do with that.
Yes and no. No. It's more like what is it? Elder Scrolls 3. Whatever Morrowind. The name of it was. Yes, Morrowind. It was in the same realm
but
was at a different time period, right? And then Oblivion is like so many years later.
Yeah, so kind of like...
it's like the shitty Final Fantasies. They're like...
Well, right.
Like Advance. Final Tactics Fantasy, Advance.
Well, yeah, kind of like 12 takes place in the same world as Tactics Advance. Yeah. And Tactics, I think.
Sure.
Maybe.
Yep.
All those tactics games.
Ivalice, dude.
Yeah, Ivalice.
All about Ivalice. Yeah, so this will be way better because it's not Final Fantasy.
Or
Cool.
Elder Scrolls Armageddon.
Elder Scrolls 5, Light at the End of the Tunnel.
Sweet.
No, I don't know.
Sounds like a great game.
Yeah, so that's really good. I mean,
killing some rats in the cellar.
Yep. So Double Fine has been doing some work lately. Their four-game project is starting to come to light. So if you like Costume Quest, got Costume Quest. I enjoy
watching that game.
Well, get ready to watch me play the DLC for Costume Quest, because it Grubbins on Ice is coming.
There's going to be DLC for that? Wasn't it only 400 points to begin with or
no,
something?
No, it was $15. No. So, I don't know. 1,200 fucking just fake money.
Go buy you a 1,600 Microsoft point card and get everything.
Yeah, well, $20. No word on how much it's going to cost right now. But it's just more trick-or-treating in the winter in the world of the Halloween people. New costumes.
Banana suit.
Possibly. There's a pirate suit. Abominable snowman suit. There's a few more. I'll have pictures up eventually. Yeah, DLC, Costume Quest. You like that game. Trick-or-treating in winter, though. Kind of weird, but we'll see where that goes.
Dude, sometimes it snows in Iowa.
Yeah. In October. But this
dude,
is
I remember 10
like, this,
years
I'm
ago.
I'm not winter, like Christmas. Like, this is Christmas holiday themed.
Hey, they can't keep their presents at home. They gotta go somewhere.
There's probably some, like, Norwegian
you
holiday.
Guys
that,
don't go door-to-door on Christmas Eve?
No.
It's probably, like I'm saying, there's probably some, you know,
crazy
weird Northern European tradition of the children go to the houses and ask for Kris Kringle to put candy in the shoes.
In the shoes.
Do you have any cookies?
Yeah, there's probably something that goes in that vein. Other Double Fine information news, a new game called Stacking.
That's all about getting that paper, right?
It's you play as a Russian nesting doll.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Why wouldn't you in the game called Stacking?
Well, yeah. So the story is of a chimney sweep who is a Russian nesting doll.
Okay.
This really
with multiple personalities?
No.
That's the only way that would make sense.
He can jump into other stacking dolls who all the other characters are stacking dolls. So you basically can become another person as long as you're smaller than them and they're not looking at you. So
okay,
only something
so
that would Double
so
Fine
small?
Would come up
yeah
with.
Really only something Double Fine would,
but really cool,
like, it
in
also
the same
sounds
way.
In this like sounds like in this weird almost Katamari kind of
yeah
world.
It's like sexual Katamari,
yeah, like
that's the name of my J-pop band.
But what? So you can only jump so many times and then...
Right,
you're
like you just
like,
jump back out of dudes or something?
Well, so you've got...
You can only get into smaller guys, I mean...
No, you can only get into larger guys.
Oh.
You can't, obviously, if you think of a Russian nesting doll, if you're bigger than something, you can't climb into something smaller.
You know what he's talking about, right? Like,
yeah,
little,
the
like,
inside
wooden
of inside
things.
Of
inside.
Yeah.
Or for the those who don't know what a Russian nesting doll is, think of it in terms of measuring cups. You can't put the small measuring cup... Or you can put the small measuring cup into the bigger one, but you can't put the bigger one into the small one. Yeah.
You can if you try really hard.
Well, in this game,
square peg,
can't.
Round hole. just make it happen.
So what the actual story is not to be seen. Not
there
to
is
be
no
seen,
story.
But
that's all you do. It's actually for the Kinect.
I don't think I mentioned this last week, but... And I've...
So, sorry, before you say it, the objective is you're it's going to be puzzle solving, so... As you jump into other dolls, they have special abilities. So,
I see.
So that's
the
reason.
Makes, that would make
it's
sense.
Like Mega Man.
Puzzle. Yeah.
I don't know that we talked about this last week, but I only remember seeing it when I was really, really tired and I woke up one morning and looked at it on my phone.
Uh-huh.
You had posted something about Octodad.
Oh, Octodad. Yeah, what about Octodad?
I didn't read anything on it. I just saw the video you posted. I'm very confused as to what the hell that game is or what it's for.
That is the reboot of the Spider-Man.
Did you watch the video?
No.
That, oh my god, dude.
Octodad, it's by students from DePaul University.
Okay.
It's just a complete indie game that's been done, you know, by the kids. It's free. You can download it for PC. The The objective, it's a puzzle game. You have to do mundane daily tasks, but you are an octopus.
In a suit.
In a suit.
Who is also a father?
Who is, yes, but he can't let his family know that he's actually an octopus. It's so you're really, going through really, this really this task of like doing your daily thing without bones. So it's really difficult to walk, to pick things up. It's
really awkward.
Yeah. It looks, it reminds me of Katamari and that sort of like,
yeah,
you have to deal with weird things.
Yeah, things are out of their norm.
Yeah.
That's just,
yeah.
I was hoping that I had dreamt it.
No. Octodad is real.
Okay.
If you had dreamt something that awesome.
Then apparently I should be making a game out of it.
Other news, anything coming out? So Nintendo, WiiWare, Snowpack Park. There's some demos for games on WiiWare now, and Yet It Moves, Bit Trip Fate, Jet Rocket, Through Space. That's it. DSiWare, Tetris Party Live.
That's a demo or not a demo?
No, this is DSiWare. 500 points for Tetris Party Live. Supermarket Mania, 500 points. Music on Electric Guitar, 200 DSi points. Virtual Console, Spin Master, Neo Geo.
Can you read what Supermarket Mania is about?
I would love to.
Is it like Supermarket Sweep?
Supermarket Mania is a mesmerizing time management game. No. Help Nikki keep 5 grocery stores stocked to the rafters with the provisions customers want. If you work fast and hard, you'll earn enough money to upgrade your establishment and show your adversary what a little hometown pluck can do. Supermarket Mania includes 50 levels in story mode.
That endless seems like a long story.
As opposed to
the story.
The multiplayer mode.
Of the little supermarket that could. Endless shift mode with extra bonuses. Let me say that again. Endless shift mode.
Is that like you're working
that's nonstop 365
stocking. Days yeah. a year?
Sounds more like endless shit mode. Okay. That's 5 work shops, until you're 7 dead types mode. Of customers, 20 plug-in upgrades.
7 series. Types of customers.
7 types of right. customers.
The pissed off customer. Is that kind of sort of happy
endless
customer.
Shift mode. That's got to be kind of like horde mode or something where you just get more and more customers never, and you can't
mode,
stock
man.
It.
Zombie customer.
Yeah. It's always Black Friday.
You just can't get it stocked up enough. That's got to be what it is.
Christmas. 20 plus upgrades for your shop and more than a dozen products to sell. Great. Awesome. Thank you, G5 Entertainment AB. That exists because of you. PlayStation Network, what do we get? This Dragon Slayer, Dream Chronicles, Pac-Man Championship Edition, Beat Sketcher, Spelunker HD. I don't know why you'd want that. Spelunker sucked on the NES.
Oh.
Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalker.
For PlayStation now?
Yep.
Oh.
Auditorium HD, PS1 Classics, Ark the Lad 2. Not bad. Ark Arena Monster Tournament. Don't know what that one is. Demos. There's a Pac-Man Championship Edition DX trial demo. So go get that and then Sweet. Buy the full version.
Sweet.
Video game releases. Let me look these up. You guys can talk, yeah.
Sounded like Blue's Clues right there.
Blue's Clues. Well, I'm looking for a clue.
Is it right here?
No.
Did you find it, boy? Did you find it?
So, like I said, Poker Night at the Inventory. Super Meat Boy for PC. Michael Jackson's The Experience for Wii and PSP. Splatterhouse for PS3, Xbox 360. Majin The Forsaken Kingdom for PS3 and Xbox 360. Hot Wheels Track Attack for Wii, DS. Gran Turismo.
Oh, yeah.
Out today.
No, that did happen.
Gran Turismo 5.
Really?
It's for real this time. The game is out.
It's real. I've seen it.
There's going to be a recall.
Does it feel new?
There'll be a recall.
It feels like a real game.
Wow.
I haven't played it yet, though. I really want to see that like in action.
That 8-year game.
Maybe, I think that's it. Exactly. Like if I pop Gran Turismo in, I should be able to not tell the difference between my window and my TV. Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like there's pretty much just one big step. You know, there's one little boost next week happening. Golden Sun, Dark Dawn coming out next week.
And then after that's Cataclysm. And then we're free. Cataclysm,
Tron.
Oh, Tron too. Yeah, that's the thing. That might be a game.
Yeah. That's it. Now we're done. That's it. Yeah.
Video games.
So that's it for all our regularly scheduled stuff. I checked our email last week. Kevin emailed us, and then he wants us to discuss on live. I figure we can wrap up on this one. So if you would like to send us an email, you can send it to bbr@bossbarrel.com. There's a link on the website. Send us an email. We'd love to read it. Get your questions answered. Get our opinions. Hear what you want to say. But Kevin basically just forwarded us an article that said, you know, it was about OnLive being the future of video games with their subscription-based server stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had this discussion many times. Anything you guys want to say about OnLive?
I don't even know what it is.
OnLive?
OnLive is a box that you can buy that just hooks up to your TV and lets you pay
goes
for
into
a
your internet.
Yeah, it goes in through your internet.
I gotcha. And you can get whatever game.
And you just stream games.
Huh. Hasn't it been tried before?
Yeah, there's been little things here and there, but it's just like, I don't know. I feel like Microsoft and Sony like have such a lockdown on online gaming as it is anyway. I don't. If anybody's going to make it work, it's going to be them. But they already have such a stranglehold on putting out tangible product that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's nothing like going to the store
right,
and walking out with that crisp new wrapped video game.
Right. I mean,
I'm all for hard copies of games. I really like them, but I don't think there's anything wrong with the OnLive service.
Neither do I. Like,
I would view it the same that I would view, you know, going and buying a video game. Right. It's just like Steam. It is exactly like Steam. You are downloading a game from a central area and playing it, except in this respect, you're not downloading it. You're just playing it on this central thing.
Seems like there'd be a lot of loading times.
Yes, that I can see is the biggest problem is if you're playing any sort of online game, mm-hmm. it no longer becomes an issue of my computer's not powerful enough, that's why I can't play Crysis.
Mm-hmm.
It's my internet connection isn't good enough, so I can't stream this video of Crysis at the most fast upload
HD
rate.
Quality.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, I don't know. Would it make multiplayer games any better?
It would make them worse.
I would think so.
Because your time unless
put get people with the tangible hard copy of a game and the people with that game in the same room. Like,
so does it not just full on do a hard install of the game to your device?
Your device is nothing.
Completely streaming.
Yeah.
Duh.
It is all streamed from that central location.
I don't think we have the technology for it yet.
Well, at CES, was it 2 years ago? This was when it was announced, and, you know, it works. It's out there.
Yeah.
But the other problem is, for it to take hold, there's just not enough. Like, it's in the West Coast, it's on the East Coast. But for it to actually work, I think you need to have that seeded throughout the country.
Yeah, just like Netflix. Like, I think that works really well as it is, but again, Netflix is also just videos and that's all they are.
Mm-hmm.
Games are a lot more complex creatures and they involve a lot more information, and like, I think it would be better if the device had a certain amount, if it was more like the PSP Go where it had an internal memory and you could install it, but you had to have an account that like Ubisoft is doing this, like with a lot of their games, like rather than having like a key that you enter, you just have to have like,
or even with
like Steam or with Windows Live, like you will straight up install it, but unless you have an activated account, like you can't play that game.
Yeah.
Like you have to have an internet connection.
Right. That's the other thing that I was going to mention. John, at work, John Webster said that, Microsoft is going to be switching over to completely, cloud-based operating systems.
Yeah.
So obviously the problem is that with that is if you can't get on the internet, you can't start your computer and use your OS. So if you don't have an internet connection to do your OnLive, like you can't access the server because you're not online, you can't play anything. There's nothing stored locally. It's all on the server.
Yep.
So no, your internet goes out, or your internet gets a hiccup and you get disconnected.
Yes.
You lose whatever you're doing. Right?
You can't even play this. You can't play offline.
No. It's all online. Because you're streaming computer. A video of the game.
Yeah, your computer.
That's what Microsoft's going to do.
No, this is what OnLive is. OnLive is its own company.
Yeah.
But Microsoft, what do you mean
the cloud operating thing? System?
Yeah.
Like every, their servers at Microsoft headquarters will have a million gigabytes dedicated solely to your operating system storage. So when you turn your computer on, it's not going and spinning your local hard drive saying, hey, we need to boot Windows. It's connecting to the internet and saying, we need to boot Windows. It's like shouting over to Gates Island saying, we need you to boot Windows for us. Mm-hmm. You have the data there. Okay, done.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Got it.
It's really weird.
Yeah. So with OnLive, you know, if you don't have that internet connection, you're not going to be playing anything. There's a lot of really cool things about OnLive too, like the idea of, first of all, just the idea of consolidating all your game systems into one.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to have an Xbox 360, you don't have a PS3, you probably
need
a
controller. That's
a good point too.
That is a good point in the way that I think it would make it easier for developers that it's one solid user interface that doesn't have to be translated.
No. The thing about the Move, Kinect, and Wii controllers. None of that will carry over.
Oh, yeah. None of that would carry
over. You'd basically just be having PC, Xbox, and PS3 games that had no movement interface. What was the other thing? The other thing was supposedly you could be able to just flip to other people. So if you wanted, you could just go view somebody playing another game. So, so you want to watch somebody play Street Fighter.
Turn on the Griff channel and I
can see definitely. Or
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, or you could go watch somebody do speed runs of something like this live, or, you know.
Can I watch like the MLG games?
Yeah, presumably, yes.
I mean, that would be really cool.
Like how Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4 is, where it has all these
viewer matches.
Yeah, or Call of Duty Black Ops with all this back cataloged games that it just automatically saves, like all that would be available there. That's too, cool. But for everything, not just the games that already have that built into it.
I think it's
some pluses, but
there are advantages to this, but it'll take a while for that.
That's my thought on it.
The thing.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. Like, I'm not saying that video games have to be this way. But
if it doesn't get a red ring, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, being completely connected to an internet source to play my games, I'm not entirely thrilled about.
Yeah.
Because.
Sounds very concerning.
Mediacom's not too reliable.
Yeah, even with Steam, you know, you have your local content of your game that you downloaded off their server. And if you get logged out of Steam, you can still play your game.
Right. Still weird. So weird.
Yeah. Anyway, we got to wrap this up.
Cool.
This has been Boss Barrel Radio. Episode 18. See you next week. Happy Tea Day. Do your thing, Ryan.
Boss Bell Radio. Who the boss?